isn't it? Where the psalmist said, if you can get that up on the, can you all hear me? If you can get that up on the board, and for the little time that we have this morning, we would like to get as much as we can out of the Word of God. So in Psalms 142, where the psalmist is crying out to the Lord with his voice. You lift up your voice this morning and cry to the Lord, and because we need to have these chains broken out of our lives. We need to come out of prison, spiritual prison. I'm not talking about natural. There's a natural prison. We'll get into that. And there's a spiritual prison, one where your body is placed. You can be in prison naturally behind bars. But there's also another prison. And we've all had that experience. Something keeps you in bondage. You're in prison. Though you might walk to your job, drive to your job, in and out, but there's a bar around your soul. See, you're in prison and you're kept a prisoner by the devil. See, the devil shut you up, and only Jesus Christ can get you out. Nobody can bail you out. When you're in this prison, no one can bail you out. So that's why you cry to the Lord with your voice. Why are you crying to Him? Help me, Lord. I am in prison. My soul is in prison. And I cannot get out. And it's only Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. So the psalmist, he said, I cried with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord. If you can understand how precious it is when you speak about the Lord, my Lord, right? Look at it. He said, unto the Lord with my voice. You cry to the Lord, to your Lord, your Savior. You have a personal God today. He's yours. I'm not telling you something that you don't know, that you don't experience. God is yours. God belongs to you. He's my refuge and my strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And what do you do like a child? Cry to the parents. You know why you cry to the Lord? Because He's your Father. He is your parents. He is your God. Jesus is your elder brother. He's your Lord and He's your Savior. And before I go further, Paul was a tremendous man. And Paul understood it. And in many of his epistles, he will begin or close and he said, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. That's what you have to be. See, if you want to be free, then you have to become a prisoner of Jesus Christ. When you are a prisoner of Jesus Christ, you are a free person. Amen. You are out of prison. You are set free. So you read some of his epistle, don't it? He start, say, Paul, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and so on. Then other parts he said that he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter
3,
verse 1. Look just quickly there, and we'll come back here. In Ephesians chapter 3,
verse 1.
Look at that, and verse 1.
For this cause,
I, Paul,
the prisoner of
Jesus Christ. The what? Look at that. Look at that now. For this cause, I, Paul,
the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
Notice who he is. I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. He was a prisoner He became a prisoner, but he also was a free man. And then chapter 4 says,
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
Who was he?
The prisoner of the Lord.
Every minister to be effective. And he's not a pastor. He cannot be a minister, a real minister, unless he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He has no rights. All his rights is in Jesus Christ. He has nothing to tell you but what he gets from the Lord. And what does it say right there?
I therefore,
the prisoner of the Lord, beseech thee.
That you walk worthy.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Of the vocation wherewith
you are called. See, I'm beseeching you right now as a sorry, prisoner. In other words, I had to be here this morning or today because the Lord wanted me. And I have to preach the message that he gave me because I have no choice. I'm a prisoner. I'm bound to Jesus Christ. I'm connected to Jesus Christ. All right? You and I this morning, we are prisoners. You're not your own. But you were bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. So you cannot do what you want to do. Because Christ is your Savior, is your leader, is your King. I want to tell you this morning, it's a wonderful thing to love Jesus. Hallelujah. Just to tell him that you love him with all your heart. And you feel the love of God in your soul. It's a wonderful thing to love him. The stillness of the night when you cannot sleep. Don't let those chains bind you. Chains of doubts. But you look to the hill. From whence cometh your help? This poor man cried.
Hallelujah.
And to the Lord. Nobody else. When I was so sick. Not from my surgery, but effects, after effects. Really. Nerve pain and all that. So sick. 3 o'clock in the morning. Who do you cry to? Who do you cry to? Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There's not a friend like Jesus. I want to introduce you this morning to Jesus. He's always there. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. And that's why you felt that this morning.
Hallelujah.
That's why Linda could sing about the anchor of the soul. So Paul said he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. A prisoner. You're taken prisoner. Captive. See, because he came to set the prisoner free. Set you free from the prison house of the devil, but he takes you a captive.
Yes. Amen.
A prisoner. But his prison is freedom.
Amen.
And liberty. Amen. And joy.
Hallelujah.
Do you get that? That's the difference. His freedom means you're not in bondage.
Amen.
Because he frees you from sin. He frees you from the penalty of the devil. Then go down to the last verse. Notice here in Psalms 142 verse 7. Notice that. Why do you cry? Bring my what? Soul out of prison. Now you know that's not the prison downtown. That's for the body. But there's another prison. That you can sit in church and you're in prison. No, that's why he crying said, bring my soul out of prison. Why?
That I may praise.
that I may praise thy name. Why are you praying his name? Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run it into it. Hallelujah. Don't delay. You don't have time to hesitate, you know, hold back and you stall and you got to do something else. The king's business required haste. Don't delay. The righteous run it into it. And you're safe. Nothing can touch you. Because this name is above all names. At the name of Jesus, sickness, disease, the devil, everything has to go.
Amen.
And Solomon said his name is as ointment poured forth. There is no other name. There is no sweeter name. See, there is no name like the name of Jesus. And in the lonely hours, there's no name that can give you joy, peace. In your brokenness, when you're cast down and there's nobody that can help you, no one can help you, you're finished. He pulls you back from the brink of disaster, shame. There's nobody can rescue a person when they fall in shame. Disgrace, and the world look down and count you out and say you're finished. But I know a man called Jesus that can bring you back. He said,
Amen.
You see, he came to set the captives free. Okay, captured by the devil, captured by sin, captured by iniquity, wickedness, and your mind is confused. You can't think straight. And the devil want to hook you to sin. He want to chain you. Not only make you a sinner. Not only for you to sin. But to chain you to the sin. Bondage. But Jesus Christ came to break chains. Hallelujah. He is the mighty conqueror. The mighty conqueror. Victory. He gives us over sin.
Amen.
So the psalmist could pray. He said, bring my soul. I want you to focus on that right now. Your soul. Don't look at somebody else and say, they're such a sinner. We all need deliverance.
Yes.
Bring my soul. My soul out of prison. And all that. I want to praise you, Lord, but I'm in prison. Have you ever seen people try and they struggle and they go a little, and they go right down, they just put their hand down and quit? We can't break through. Because there's a wall. There's something that's standing between you and God. Or the things, when I would do good, evil is present with me. But that doesn't mean the evil is going to get the victory. Okay? Because there's a perfect law of liberty.
Yeah.
Okay? And right now when you realize that God's not condemning you, there is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. And they walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Do you see the different walk? But I can't do it. Trust him.
Yes.
You cast your care upon the Lord and he cares for you.
Yes.
If you do it by yourself, you'll never do it.
Right.
You know, I'm okay. I'm fine. You ever talk to somebody? Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Come on.
Yeah.
Without the help of the Lord.
Right.
Without the strength of Jesus Christ,
right.
Nobody can ever do it.
Yeah.
No one can get out of prison. Because the devil take us captive and he's not going to let us out until Jesus Christ comes. Remember? There's a scripture said that no one can enter into a strong man's house and defile his house? No one. The strong man is the devil. Stronger than you and I. And his house is the world. Okay? And he took us prisoners, our soul, and bind us. And we couldn't get out. We cannot get out. How did this happen? Because we were born in sin. We came in captives. But the good news is you don't have to stay that way. Because there's a way out. There is a way out for your soul. So, the strong man's house is defiled by Jesus, the stronger. He's stronger than the devil. Trust me. See, you and I, we suffer defeat because we don't believe. We have unbelief in our hearts. But there's not a bondage, there's not a sin in your life today that he cannot break if you surrender. The secret is surrendering. But we struggle and we fight and said, I'm trying to overcome it. Give it up. Mark 3:27 says,
No man can enter into a strong man's house
and spoil it, his goods.
Except,
the devil was a strong man, and we are his goods. We are his prisoners. Yes. And nobody can set us out. So it's no use you writing to the preacher across town and sending him your offering for help. He can't help you. When help is right there, right in your heart, right beside you. No one can defile the strong man's house and spoil his goods.
He
will first bind the strong man. What did Jesus Christ came to bind devils and give us power over devils? You have the power today. Right now, you have the power to tell the devil in the name of Jesus. But maybe you don't want to do it. You still love your sin. But you have the power right now because he said, I've given you power over all the powers of the devil. Whatever you shall bind. So why do you let the devil bind you when you're supposed to bind him? Why do you let him overcome you when you're supposed to overcome him? Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. If you tell the devil to get out in Jesus' name, he has to go. You say, but the devil pushed me in sin. No, he does not. He tempts you, but he cannot make you sin. You say, well, you know, I can't help myself. Yes, you can. Well, how do you get the victory over the cigarette? Just don't buy it and light it up. That's simple. Isn't that simple? That's very simple. And that goes for everything else.
Amen.
So, how do I get strong? Read the word. You meditate like we heard this morning. And you'll become like a tree. Whoa, somebody shout. You will become like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You have the victory. See, but sometimes we love sin and we just want a baby and pet. But you cannot pet that monster called sin. The dragon called sin. That viper called sin. It's not your friend. Oh, but it's so. No. You're seeing these young people this morning talking about hearing his voice. Well, I'm so weak. You got problem with your telephone, break the phone. That's all. It doesn't hurt. Break the phone, don't have a phone. Ain't no wrong with that. You're not that important. You know what time you go to work. Well, you don't need a phone. 2-3 phones. Break the phone. And you get a victory. Well, you are looking at me like that for? Break the phone. Amen. You see, bring my soul out of prison. Do you know that your mind, the prison up here in your mind, prison, your mind, all day, everybody's gone and you're in prison. You go to bed a prisoner. You wake up a prisoner. As soon as you wake up, something telling you. Anything that capture you, that thing flush in your mind, a besetting sin. Just come right there. It's not gone. Now you've got to chase and overcome that thing.
Amen.
Those thoughts.
Amen.
You know, thoughts are powerful. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what? I want to be a child of God. I don't want to be a child of the devil now. I want to get out of prison. So I begin to think right thoughts. In his law, we meditate day and night. Come on. No. Remember now, you're a prisoner. You're a prisoner to the word. You're a prisoner to Jesus. And he sentenced you to the word. He said, in my word, you should meditate day and night. Hallelujah. He sentenced you. So when you put it down, you're violating the contract of your freedom. In his law shall he meditate day and night. That's your sentence. And something's going to happen to you. You're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The devil won't come around. The devil is afraid of the Holy Ghost. But because we don't want to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. But I'm weak. No, you're not. Because it's when you're weak, then you're strong. And be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So Jesus is that stronger man that came to the world 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
To destroy the house of the devil.
Amen.
The devil don't have a house anymore. You're not his house. You're not his property. You belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Sister Linda was singing that beautiful song this morning about the anchor of the soul. There's in Hebrews. Where's that scripture in Hebrews? See, where we have Jesus is her anchor. He's the captain of her salvation. He is the mighty conqueror. In Hebrews chapter 6, look at that. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19.
Which hope we have as an
anchor. Read the verse before that. Said
that by two immutable things.
All right. The two immutable things which whereby it was impossible for God to lie.
We might have a strong consolation.
Who have fled. For a refuge. Notice what you did. What you did. That's a soul coming out of bondage.
Amen.
You fled. For refuge. Where do you get your refuge?
In Christ.
Where is your hope? Where does your victory lie? Somebody shout it. In Jesus is your hope. And you fled for refuge. Go back to that. You fled for a refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. What verse is it? Go to verse 18. That by two immutable, that means when God make a promise and he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself twice. He didn't have to swear, it was still true. But he swore by two immutable count things in which it was impossible for God to lie. You see, the hope and the covenant, his word, cannot be changed. Can I say, tell you something? Your salvation is not saved today and lost tomorrow. Amen. That's not the way God works. You were bought with a price. You're not your own. And he sentenced you. Yes. He don't put you on probation. He give you a life eternal sentence. Amen. In other words, he just doesn't save you for a year or two. He save you for eternity. And what he do in his law, do it, he meditate day and night forever. That's a sentence.
Verse 12, Pastor, that you be not slothful.
That you be not slothful.
Followers of them who through faith.
But be followers of them who through faith.
Patient.
Inherit the promise. That's it. That's how you do it. Faith and patience. I don't see God doing anything for me. You're already sentenced to eternal life. By two immutable things. Yes. And God, who cannot lie, sentenced you and says, because I live, so shout now. Because I'm alive, you are alive. Don't you see that? That you've got life in Jesus. Don't you accept it?
Hallelujah.
He sentenced you. And he makes you like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He's a source.
Yes, he is.
So you've got to get rid of the little thoughts. Save today, backslide tomorrow. Because when the devil come at you, you've got the weapons already. You see, Goliath, everybody's afraid of him. That big old sin, that big old devil. Oh, I can't. Oh, help me, wife. Help me, husband. Oh, the devil's after me. Get off of that, you clown. That Goliath ain't so big. He's big, but you've got a bigger God. You've got a greater God. He said, but look at his spear and look at what he has. No, David wasn't looking at that. David said, you come to me with sword and spear, but I got something for you. I got a surprise. And David knelt down and picked up what? Five smooth stones. G-R-A-C-E. What was that?
Grace.
Grace.
J-E-S-U-S.
That's all. That's the way they come. Five smooth stone.
Hallelujah.
And what happened? You destroy that big old giant that everybody's afraid of. Use the word. Heat the word. Drink the word. Meditate on the word of God. And the devil is not going to overcome you.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Jesus is that word.
Yes.
And where was I? In Hebrews? The two immutable things it was in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. Hey, that's powerful. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold. Look at what you're doing. Lay hold. You know when you hold on to something? You haven't seen a child got down and grab a hold of mama's feet and cry and hold it. That's what we do. We hold on to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Who? That's Jesus. What a hope.
Which hope we have.
Everybody ought to shout now and read this. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. There it is. You get out of prison. You flee for refuge. You lay hold of the Lord. And like Jacob, held on to the angel and says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. The angel said, let me go, let me go. No, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. What is your name, Jacob? Your name will not be called the supplanter anymore, the deceiver, the failed ones. No good, cast down. The weak one. Everybody look down on you. But I'm going to make you a prince.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because even in your struggle, when you struggle with God and wrestle with God, there is a promotion.
Amen.
You have to wrestle.
Yes.
It's a spiritual warfare. Am I talking to anybody this morning? I said, am I talking to you this morning? I said, am I talking to you today? I'm showing you, you've got to flee for refuge. And lay hold upon the hope that is set before you. What hope? Hope. That make it not a shame. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We used to sing a song, my hope is built on nothing less. But on Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. But only trust in Jesus' name. On Christ. Somebody shouted, you know it. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground. All other ground is sinking sand. I feel God this morning telling you to get out of prison. Psalms 107 tells us he breaks the gates of brass and iron and sung them open. That's what Jesus, and set the prisoner free. Aren't you tired to be a prisoner? You want to get out? So you can praise his name. Because as long as you're a prisoner and you try to praise him, and every time you try to praise him, the devil bring a thought. Remember what you did last summer? And you say, that's right too. I'm not forgiven. The lying devil. That lying devil, but you're forgiven. But he keep bringing it back. But you just push it back. Every time the devil give you a thought, give it to Jesus. You don't open the mail of your thoughts. Let Jesus open the mail. You know me? The thoughts. And you open it. Don't open it. When the phone ring and that. No. Don't. Let Jesus. When that thought. I mean, I'm talking about thoughts are powerful. And you see that sister said, something coming in you, and the tide is rising to tell her, I hate you. Then you see Jesus walking on the stormy sea. And you just cool down. Yeah. You got to overcome that. You see the person that you don't want to talk to them. As soon as you were happy. You were just so happy. But as soon as you see them. That wasn't genuine happiness. Let nobody take your joy. But you say, but oh, service was so good today. But when I see that girl's face, man, and I see that man's face, it turns me off. And there was a bad service. Their face turned me off. I can't stand them. You ought to look in everybody's face and say, I love you. Amen. They don't have to love you, but you have to love them. We're having church, eh? We're having church. Love is powerful. Love. That's awesome. You flee because of the hope which is set before you. I said, which hope? And it goes back and repeat it. Which hope to make sure you get it? Which hope?
We have
now as an anchor. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a big ship and an anchor? When they drop the anchor, what happened? He doesn't move. And that's why when your anchor in Jesus, you're not all over the place. You're set, stable, fixed. That's what an anchor does. You've got to let Jesus anchor your mind. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
Sure.
You see, your soul coming out of prison. But it needs an anchor.
Yeah.
Yes. We used to sing, my anchor holds and grips that solid rock. That's Jesus. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. If your soul doesn't have an anchor, what happened? It's like a ship. Tossed to and fro upon this mighty ocean of life. That's why we toss here and we toss there. That's why what one moment we love our husband, the next day we don't love him. One day we love our wife, she's the sweetest, prettiest, and the next day, where do you come from? One day she's the most beautiful. Oh, girl. But the next day, see, the devil is lying. The devil's a liar. And he begins to make you notice things. And he tells the boy, said, girl, you know, the grass is greener over on the other side, man. And you made a mistake, you know, and... And she ain't so good looking, and look how miserable she is, and she talk too much. But you want somebody that's quiet and peaceful. No. You're in a stormy sea, really. It's just a... You haven't put your anchor down. But God is showing us, every one of us, that we need to put our anchor down in Christ. And when you do, that woman don't look so bad. But she talks so much, she drives me crazy. Well, that's good, because if she talks, then you don't have to talk that much. She's always talking. Praise the Lord, so I can keep quiet. Let her talk. Talk, baby, talk.
Amen.
You know, and she don't cook as good as somebody I know. Well, you know, if you pray over it, it's not that bad. That's why you pray. You see, that's why you say your grace. Because, but the problem is if you just put in your mouth, no, pray over it and say, Lord, in all things give thanks. Lord, I thank you that my wife burned a toast this morning. But I know the day is going to come when she won't burn it. Give thanks. And look forward to the future. I mean, come on. Huh? Our sister, you know that. That husband, look at him and you look over. And I wish if his nose wasn't so, you know, and he's got I want a straight nose, bushy eyebrow. I mean, Mr. Chessman and Mr. Muscle. Whoa, but look at my husband. His chest is falling down into the chest of drawers. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, he just falls down. He puts it up, but he's gone right back down. I mean, honey, what happened to you? That pants fit you last week. That's the fat of the land. I mean, come on. You have to know how to not pick at everything. I'm learning how to keep my mouth shut and learn that my wife is smarter than I and learn that my wife is a better talker than I am. But I used to try to out-talk her. Don't. If you want to win, quit. Don't be a fighter. Be a lover. I begin to love your wife. And every once in a while you look at her sideways and say, she's pretty. Tell yourself she's pretty. And after a while, I guarantee you, the Lord's going to adjust your eyes and she's going to be really pretty. The same thing for your husband. His lips not going to be so big. Amen. You run to Jesus for hope. Help me, Lord. Amen. I need your help. Yes. And the Lord's going to help you. Yes. Well, he's so ugly. Let me tell you something. Ugly is better than nothing. Don't you rather have a ugly wife than no wife? Huh? I mean, if the guy's stomach falls down, at least you can help it up. All right, come on now. Let's begin to overlook and look at the good things. Because in every one of us, there's beautiful things. Amen. But you see, she's getting too big. Well, why don't you join her? If you can't change her, join her. But let's learn how to love one another. Yes. I'm learning a lot of lessons that I didn't know. Let me tell you something. And problems, you have to know who you take your problems to. Because go to somebody with a problem who cannot help you. Going to give you the wrong advice. Why spill out all your business to somebody? Eh? That's why you run to Jesus. Yes. Am I preaching? Yes. Am I preaching right? Amen. Which hope we have as an anchor? Air condition. Off. Which hope we have as an anchor? Off the soul. I want you to focus in closing. Both, twice, two, sure and steadfast. I'm preaching today, telling you what I'm saying from the Word of God is sure and steadfast. And notice here, look here, look what's going on here, look what's going on. And which enter into that within the veil. You know what it means? Eh? That's where God dwells. You didn't get that. That's where God dwells. So you run for refuge in Christ. Your soul finds a refuge. I know. People get lonely, sometimes by themselves. But there's a way to overcome that loneliness. Trust me. The closer you get to God, draw nigh to Him. All that. You wonder why, and I'm not telling you to do it now. Why, like Hannah, could serve God in the temple. She found something. You wonder why the little girl Mary could say, when the angel came to her, could say, my soul. Remember that? Do it magnify the Lord. Excuse me. And my spirit. Is that wonderful scripture? Do it rejoice in God my Savior. For he that is mighty to deliver, mighty to save, hath done great things, and holy is his name. I'm trying to let you, like Sister Linda this morning, about the soul as an anchor in Christ. You see, the reason why we get in trouble, because we have no anchor. We're not anchoring. You refuse to drop the anchor. Because I still want to move. I like the waves. I like my freedom. That's not freedom. Freedom is when you know Jesus.
Amen.
But if I surrender, I'm going to miss. You don't understand. There's more joy. I've been to some of the nicest places that you can find in this world today. I get bored after a couple of days. We've been on the nicest cruise ship. Sunday, we got so excited. Monday, Tuesday, and by Wednesday, Thursday, we were so bored. When that ship docked, we jumped off, we got off of it, and we don't look back. You know, all of that glory, that's not, when you get into it, it's not all that pretty. We dressed up in nice, sitting at the dinner table, you know, formal, and we're there. And we got there, and you know the group they put us in? And there was a woman there in that group. Oh my goodness. She talked, she gossiped, she talked. Till I got tired and went to the buffet and eat. I wouldn't go to that. So let me tell you something. But when you come to Jesus, when you accept Christ, when you love Christ and you surrender to Christ, He's going to bring your soul out of prison so you would praise His name.
Amen.
Amen. One more scripture in closing. Paul and Silas was in prison. Remember? Acts. Paul and Silas was in prison. They were in the inner prison. And I think they were beaten, right? Stripes. Cast in the inner prison and chained them. There's no way they could get out. But guess what they did? Their bodies were in prison, but their soul were free.
Amen.
And at midnight. Anybody find that? Acts 16, verse, what verse? Acts 16, verse 25. I want you to look at that in closing now. Powerful day, isn't it? I'm showing you how to get out of here and say, devil, you're a liar. That thing that, whether it's a drug, cigarette, I don't care what it is, you name it. You're not going to have me in prison anymore. Those thoughts. You might have somebody, something against somebody. They have something against. Forgive them. Forgive them. You know what Christianity is about? Forgiveness. Amen. Compassion. That's right, dear. Love. Neither do I condemn you. That's powerful. Go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn you. Lift up your heads. holy gates. I don't condemn you. But you got to get victory and overcome that. And say no and fight the good fight of faith. And lay hold of eternal life. But you got to want to do that. So Acts the 16th chapter. All right, you know the story that and Paul and Silas was cast in prison. Go to verse 23. Verse 23 says, and when they had laid, you know, read the whole chapter, but I don't have time. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison there, charging the jailers to keep them safely. That's what in the spirit the devil does, cast us into the prison and the demonic forces, jailers, to keep you there so you don't get out. Next verse. Who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, the deepest part of the prison, and made their feet fast in stocks. That's what the devil does spiritually. What's in the natural, so in the spiritual. 25. But notice the secret. At midnight, the darkest time in your life. Anybody going through midnight? Dark. I mean, ugly black time right now in your life. What do you do? At midnight, right where you are today. The sun is shining out there, but it's your midnight. It's your darkness. Your soul is in prison. You're in the inner prison. Your feet's in stock. You can't get out. But you've got a voice. And with my voice, I cry to the Lord. This poor man cried to the Lord. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. There's the secret. Hallelujah. And sang praises unto God. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise your name. They sung praises unto God. And wait. And the prisoners. Because there's other prisoners. Let me tell you something. Your victory is not only for you alone. Others are going to share. And the prisoners. There's a lot of prisoners that want to hear your song. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and every man's bands were loose. That's what Jesus does for you. When you sing and cry out to the Lord and pray, it's not going to take no 6 months. It's immediately. The foundation of that thing was broken. My God. That where you're anchored to, where you're chained to, that you can't get. God's going to tear up the foundation. He's going to break the prison door. Open up the door. Set you free. And freedom begins in your mind. When you can walk up to somebody and say, I'm sorry that I hurt you. Please forgive me. You say, but that's hard. No. No. It's the bondage. It's that spirit that's holding you. That's hard. You want to break that chain? Next verse. Closing now. And the keeper of the prison. Look at it. The keeper of the prison, the waking out of his sleep and saying the prison door open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. See, when the Lord set you free, you're not ashamed. You're not ashamed. Look when he set you free. You're not ashamed. You're not walking down the street looking over your shoulder because you're not in messing up with drugs. Amen. You're free. Yeah. You don't have to look over your shoulder for the cops. You know what I mean? Are you doing something side-eyeing you? When you see I hear a red light, something go off or something, you're in prison and you're shaking up. Come on, Christ wants to shake down that foundation.
Yeah.
And set you free. I said, do thyself
no harm.
We're not running away from you. You don't have to run away from anybody. We're all here. All right. And you know the story. The prisoner, the prison guard jumped in there, pulled his sword. They were there. And when he saw them, he fell down and said, what must I do to be saved? Read the rest of the chapter. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. And the same night, he took them, washed them up, cleaned them up, fed them. And what happened the same night? He got saved and his whole house. We will get into that story further because it's beautiful. But I had to put it in right now. Did you enjoy today? It's to free you. Your mind. Your heart. Where you can look one another in the face and say, I'm sorry. I love you. Forgive me. And when you feel that love that's spreading in your life, others going to hear. Others going to see. Because all those walls are going to be broken down. So you begin to tell your wife and your husband, your children, even your cat and your dog. You begin to love. You know? Cat, the dog know if you love them. A dog will hate you. They can smell it. Huh? A dog knows whether you love it or not. And they'll get even on you. You don't say, the dogs won't do it. Oh, dogs are smarter than some humans. One thing I like, you know, when the police officers or the soldiers and their dogs in combat. They, you know, you have dog soldiers.
Oh yeah,
sheriff, police, dogs. Yeah, this is, and they know what it.